Vikings-Packers. We thought this might be a game that could decide the division. Well, the Vikings have ended that debate. The Packers are out of the postseason. The Vikings, though, still very much to play for.
A lot to play for. I think it's a pride game for the Green Bay Packers, where the Minnesota Vikings are trying to position themselves. Because so much pride is involved in this, Vikings secondary versus the Packers wide receivers. Let's see who can win this standoff.
Yeah, let's look here, first of all, with this Vikings secondary. And talk so much about Xavier Rhodes and what he's done. You talk about Harrison Smith. How about the old man Terrence Newman and what he did against the Cincinnati Bengals? You take a look at the tape here, Buck. It doesn't get any better than this. You talk about the veteran savvy. Take a look at Newman here in the slot. Watch the eyes. Got a little cushion here. But he sees through the wide receiver to the quarterback. Immediately sees Dalton raise up once he does. Foot in the ground. Drive on the slant. Make a play. He does it between his legs. Are you kidding me? Looks like he's 21 years old out there, Buck.
Oh, that's some of that old vet savvy that he displayed. Understanding how to read routes, knowing when A.J. Green is in the slot, what he likes to do. But in this game, ultimately, they have to continue to lock people down. You think about what they've been able to do. Only 6.3 pass yards per attempt allowed, third best in the National Football League. They're terrific in the secondary. You can talk about Newman, Xavier Rhodes, Trey Waynes, Harrison Smith. Whoever you pick in that back end, they find the way to lock it down. They're getting their hands on balls. Tough secondary to face.
Well, they're going up against the receiving corps that's been a little underwhelming here lately. There's been some shakeup at the quarterback position. But when you just watch these wideouts, Buck, what are you seeing?
You know, I mean, I think these guys are still what they've always been. Jordy Nelson is clearly the number one receiver. He's the guy that is the playmaker. Typically, he does his work vertically. He can win on double moves. He also is a nice catch-and-run playmaker. When they get him the ball and he's able to really get it consistently, he can impact the game. He can always get close to that century mark. And Randall Cobb, you have the ultimate slot receiver, someone that really works well inside the numbers, but particularly inside the hashes. His ability to make plays as a catch-and-run specialist really makes this offense go. So regardless of who's at quarterback, you got two talented playmakers to target, and that doesn't even include Davante Adams. This is a tough wide receiver core to get it wrong. I am going to say the Minnesota Vikings are the team to beat. I think they're the best, obviously, in the division. They continue to wear the Green Bay Packers out.
Yeah, I don't know how you pick any other way here. I like the Minnesota Vikings in this one.